Listen to that all day. Seems you can't move for smutty innuendo on TV these days. The good old-fashioned double entendre has made an unlikely comeback. Queen of the innuendo, Nigel Lawson's latest programme, Simply Nigella, doesn't disappoint. The Great British Break is peppered with innuendo. And even the new amateur potter show, The Great Pottery Throwdown, is full of it. The writer, Michael Hogan, argues they're part of a noble British tradition. That's a good thing. Angela Epstein. Hello, Angela.
Hello, good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. You like your little bit of innuendo. Niamh Horan, Yes. You can't stand it. Why not, Niamh?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you, Stephen. Try again.
Sorry, Angela, you stay there. Niamh, good morning to you.
Good morning. I love my bit of sexual innuendo as much as anybody else. However, I do think, and it was great at the start when Nigella and Sex Sells and everybody bought into it, and I think it made her career, but she just comes across now as a bit of a one-trick pony, and it's getting a bit embarrassing at this stage. And I just think that she needs to kind of change her tune a little bit to be able to keep viewers, because that's not going to be able to keep in the long term. Also, it's a bit kind of forced. It's a bit false. It's like if you're, you know, paying a woman for sex, you know, you kind of feel like she's putting it a bit on. When you turn on Nigella, you feel like, oh, you know, this isn't kind of genuine. And I think it's become a bit of a turn-off this stage. It's also like the old carry-on attitude to sexuality, this kind of old matron. You know, some of the stuff she says, it's ridiculous. And I think if she spent more time focusing on her recipes, I mean, you know, it was hilarious. Recently, she came up with avocado and toast as one of them. And if she spent less time focusing on trying to, or I don't know, maybe I think it's guys that write these lines. I wonder, does she write them herself? If she spent less time trying to focus on this sexy script, then I think that she'd be able to bring in a lot more viewers. But no, I think that people are turning off in favour of other, maybe some of the male, more kind of, you know, a bit of sulfur around them, like Gordon Ramsay or that, who don't need to rely on sex.
Go on, Angela.
The viewers.
I think we're being, with the greatest respect, we're being a little bit toe-faced here. I mean, if it's funny and it's not offensive, then it's funny and it's great. And there's a lot of kind of grave and serious and unpleasant things out there in the world. So if somebody wants to kind of plough the theme that was established by Mrs. Slocum's Pussy and Are You Being Served and all the other great Benny Hill things, if it works and it makes you laugh, it's fine. It's when it becomes tired and forced, I agree with you, then we get a bit bored with it. You know, the whole Bake Off soggy bottom routine is getting a bit old hat now. But, you know, if it makes something more enjoyable to watch and it's not especially offensive, then why not?
But that's my point. It is getting a bit tired and it is getting a bit boring. And I think actually, Nigella, it's not offensive. You know, I just think that she needs to kind of up her game a little bit. And especially after the trial and everything that happened, I mean, she needs to now kind of change her tact and maybe in the way that she sells herself. But if she talks about wanting to be sexy, look, she took cocaine and other drugs every day for years, the court was told, during the case with Charles Saatchi. There's nothing sexy about that. She can lick all the melted chocolate off a wooden spoon for all she likes. But now everybody has heard this, you know, she's going to need a bit more to keep viewers. And I think at the end of the day, good recipes and that will sell out. And I wonder how her daughter feels about it. I just think that she's making a bit of a mockery of herself when she's coming up with stuff like the avocado and toast and thinking that people, I think she underestimates viewers and thinking that this will be enough to keep them watching.
I just think that smut can be quite funny when it's done in a tame sort of way. And Nigella's doing something quite different, actually. She's not especially trying to be funny. She's not taking herself entirely seriously. But on the other hand, she's got one eye on the fact that she's this curvaceous, Rubin-esque type figure in her tight dresses and her beautiful sort of appearance, goddess-like sort of status that she's got. And she's ramping it up, and why not if it works? And if it doesn't work, the viewers are the greatest jury on earth, and they'll just turn it off. They won't turn it off. They won't watch the television programme, and it won't get recommissioned. That's quite different from the whole Benny Hill sort of Are You Being Served tradition, which was always incredibly funny. And if television presenters can find a way of ploughing through that great comic history and heritage and using it to entertain us, then why not?
But But look, I mean, you're talking about whether it works. And I mean, look at the stories at the start of the year. Her US TV show was axed due to falling ratings. I don't think that kind of sexual innuendo worked over in America. They just didn't buy into it like we do. But it's not funny. It's not funny. And I think she's sexy enough in her appearance that she doesn't have to do all this other stuff. I think she's kind of, you know, she doesn't need to demean herself like that. And look, I am all for a bit of sexual innuendo and fun, but she does need to keep that up. And I wonder, is there male producers behind this, kind of male boss behind thinking this is what the viewers want and pushing this out there, and she needs to hang on.
I need to get pushed around by anybody. Okay. I would wager that she doesn't. And Mary Berry and her soggy bottom, I mean, you know, is there any greater example of somebody who's quite happy to use innuendo to show that you can have a hugely successful cookery
Angela, thank you very much indeed. Niamh, always nice to talk to you. Thank you.